We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're doing the coolest thing that I think we've ever done next week. We've done 27 radio rows from Super Bowl. We've never done a crab cake row. Next week, we're doing 5 consecutive days. We're going to kick the thing off right here because this guest was out of town. And he couldn't come join us. We're trying to get to 100 charities next week, about 60 or 70 signed up. We are doing 9 to 5 live radio beginning on Monday at the New Fadley's. Tuesday will be at Costas Inn in Dundalk. I'm wearing the shirt today. Wednesday will be at Coco's in Lauraville. Thursday, we move to State Fair in Catonsville. Then on Friday, all day long at Pappas in Cockeysville. Raising awareness for 100 different charities. But more than that, we're offering you, because we didn't make the Super Bowl, we're offering you a cup of soup or bowl of soup in exchange for some goods for the Maryland Food Bank. We're going to be raising food donations for the Maryland Food Bank all next week. It is Crab Cake Row, featuring charities, featuring friends out in the community. This guy knows about that because I invited him next week. He's like, well, I got this place down in Miami now, and my daughter's out on the West Coast, and all, and we're opening places in Australia. Victor Brick is always jet setting more Ravens games or whatnot. Certainly he and Lynn do keep a home here, but you're out on the road, and I'm sorry I couldn't have you. You were expecting to be in Las Vegas next week. Let's be honest, Victor. That was the plan, right?
I had not only had I booked flights, I had rooms, and I had invited a bunch of friends. I was ready to party, and I certainly was expecting to be there and had put my money where my mouth was. As a matter of fact, you just reminded me. I hope I canceled those rooms. They weren't cheap.
I had to cancel Luke's room the other day, too. And I'm like, before we get to John W. Brick and everything that's going on, Brick Bodies, everything's going to Planet Fitness. We appreciate the partnership. I invited you for the charity thing, but I really did expect that these were going to be giant purple pep rallies. And, you know, I want to do this every year and get, and I thought, what better way to kick it off than Lamar at the Super Bowl? We're here. We're doing all this awesome stuff. By Friday at Pappas, it's going to be over 1,000 people there. Man, it happens quick. I mean, look, your daughter played sports. You're a sports family. You know, from the Orioles in October, it ends very, very abruptly. But when it ends and you expected to win, I don't know that we've been at this a long time, 3 decades being fans. I don't know how many playoff games we really got on the bus with Joe Flacco and thought we can't lose. There was a feeling we can't lose this year.
Oh, they before the kickoff. And, you know, we got a suite at Raven Stadium. We had 40. They only give you 24 tickets. And then you got to pay for, as part of the deal. And then you got to pay for access. We had 47 people in the suite. I mean, 47 people in our suite.
Still one bathroom, though. Still one bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, one of my son's friends came up to me and he goes, I heard where somebody said that we have one of the best teams in the history of the NFL. And I said to him, I think we do. I said that I still think we do. We just didn't play like it, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's such a downer for the community in a lot of ways. And, you know, I always say we do purple group therapy here for a little while. Then this Oriole thing happens on like Tuesday night, clearly orchestrated. Clearly they were putting this $1.7 billion deals don't come together overnight.
Exactly.
And certainly, your thoughts on that, because you've been here a long time. You watch a lot of losing baseball. You know of my relationship with Mr. Angelos and many others. The fact that there's going to be fresh oxygen, you know, for the city, for baseball, for the brand, you know, this is, I don't say overdue, but welcomed at this point.
Oh, definitely welcome. I have always been one that has said, always, never give up on the franchise. Look at the Red Sox. 88 years, 78, well, how many years they were? And now, yeah, they had a down season last year, but let's face it, they're in the upper echelon and at time, what, 4 World Series? And they've won more World Series than the 2000s. I looked it up the other day. More World Series than the 2000s than any other team. So, you know, before you know it, the franchise, whoever it is, gets back on track, gets it right, and all that bashing you did and all that naysaying and all that heartbreak and disappointment is replaced with dancing in the streets. The Ravens are a quality franchise. We have won Super Bowls. It's not like we're Detroit. What's that, 56 years and never won one? I mean,
we're Cleveland. Throw Cleveland in there.
There's a couple of guys still out there. And we're going to come back and we're going to do, and the Orioles have a history and we take great pride in that. And let's hope that they build on last year's success. And I think the thing that was the undoing of both the Orioles and the Ravens was lack of experience. Let's face it, the Orioles rolling into the playoffs were on paper, one of the favorites, but they just didn't have the experience. They were a young team, and it kind of showed. Texas had that experience, and you know, now all of a sudden, year older, year wiser, and we're looking for great things. And that's the great things about sports. Hey, get them next year. You know that famous line. But guess what? It's life, isn't it? You just get them next year. What are we all going to do? Just stop rooting and mope around the whole time? Now we move on to the next sport or the next season. And I'm looking forward to the next sport, which is how do you like? I actually, funny, because a couple of my buddies, especially out-of-towners, were literally texting me condolences about the Ravens, and I would text back, how you like them O's?
Yeah, it's that time. Hey? Well, it's we have two time. Seasons here.
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
And I would say for anybody our age, I mean, the Orioles and the Colts before that set up a lineage and a part where sports matters more here than it does in other places. I think we take it much more personally. We lost Brooks Robinson last year, right? Like the athletes of our youth, Cal is in this ownership group.
Yep.
Every person I've talked to today has at least mentioned that there's a level of confidence that Cal wouldn't get in business with Mr. Angelos. He got in business he got in business with this group because it feels like the right thing to do. And to your point, It's a dormant brand. And I've said that for it has all the assets that our community has the stadium, has the freeway, has a fan base, has a history. We get to play the Yankees and the Red Sox. I mean, I everybody believes it can be turned around quickly from a brand standpoint.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how much I believe in the O's and the Ravens for that matter is that Planet Fitness, my Planet Fitness group, sponsors both teams. Now it's easy with the Ravens. They've been in the upper echelon of the NFL forever. But the O's have not been. And all of a sudden we went from, why are you sponsoring the O's to you're sponsoring the O's? And
right.
I'm looking for a big bang for our buck.
You might need 47 seats in that skybox come October. Victor Brick is here. I brought you on to talk John W. Brick. And obviously, Brick Body. First off, how's the family? How's your wife? How's everybody? Because I'm going to get Lynn on at some point. She used to be the famous one, you know.
Oh, she is still the famous one for sure. I that's why I try to do these or that, or because she outshines me when we're on together. But she's doing great. You know, Vicky's got some health problems, but we're working through those, and it's the challenge with her. She has cancer. You know that, right?
I did know that, and I my heart to you. So, and I know this has been a multiple time struggle, much like my wife's was a decade ago. She's in the other room doing great. There's hope. I mean, modern science is amazing.
Yeah, of course. Your wife and Vic are pals, and they support each other. And you know, it's a daily challenge, but it's kind of like professional sports. What are you going to do? You put your pads on and show up for the next game. That's what you do.
She was a hell of an athlete, so she knows the fight. Yeah,
exactly. So we're blessed, and we're thankful for our many blessings, and we're doing great. Thanks.
You got that heart up there in the corner. So I'm doing, I was thinking about the Radio Row week, and every time I would go out to the Super Bowl, wherever it was, Joe Montana would sit down or somebody famous or whatever. They would always have a cause. They would always say, I'm here on behalf of this sponsor doing this good turn for kids, for pets, for the world in a way. And I thought, well, this is something we should do with Radio Row. And it was things like, and I've had you on multiple times, most charities. I did a whole community and charity series that Bill Cole and Cole Roofing sponsored years ago to start this thing. Tell everybody about John W. Brick, because mental health awareness, and I think we all slip from time to time. I mean, I've had my own struggles through time saying, do I want to be here? How much do I want to be here? Of course I want to be here. But we all have those moments, and you have a family story of that's a sad story, but you're trying to pick this up and say we deal with things differently than we used to in regard to mental health, and that the awareness of that, even the 988 number, the things that we can do to take care of each other.
Well, we believe, Lynn and myself believe ultimately, very strongly in that ultimately you will be judged by what you give back to society. Ultimately, you'll be judged by what you give back to society. We own 100 health clubs, 20 in Australia, 80 in the United States. We got well over 1,000 people working for us, 700,000 members around the world. We're not going to be remembered for that. Hopefully, we'll be remembered for the John W. Brick Mental Health Foundation and the dent that it put in the universe for mental well-being. And it all started with my brother, John, my older brother, who suffered from schizophrenia his entire life, was never once put on a all the best hospitals in the world and treatment in the world, but never once was he put on a fully integrated program that included such things as exercise, nutrition, and mind-body practices, as well as the traditional big three. You know what the big three are in the treatment of mental illness? Psychoanalysis, medication, institutionalization. And to a great extent, unfortunately, they're still the big three. We're trying to change that. What we're trying to do with the John W. Brick Mental Health Foundation, and John ultimately died from complications of the disease, but schizophrenia itself is not terminal. We believe that it was the medication that simply wore out his body. And he needed medication. I'm not anti-medication, but I think it could have been a much better integrated program. That's what we're about, integration of lifestyle, self-care practices, and the traditional medical practices. So the mission is to have salutogenic, which means holistic, self-care approaches such as exercise, nutrition, and mind-body practices integrated into the treatment of mental illness and the promotion of mental well-being. So even if you don't have a, quote, mental illness, you certainly can maintain or improve your mental well-being. Who can't be happier? Who can't feel better? Who doesn't have times of good feelings and times of difficult struggles with mental with your emotions? And this was all that this foundation was started years ago, but really has started to gain momentum because of COVID. And COVID basically pushed the entire society, not just in the U.S., but worldwide, into a mental health pandemic. And they literally, the medical profession refers to it as a pandemic. Why? Because it affects 40 to 50% of the population is struggling with some sort of mental well-being, mental health issue. The thing is that not only everybody knows about the mental health pandemic, what a lot of people don't realize is that we're in the middle of the beginning of a mental health renaissance, a rebirth where people are starting to consider other ways of treating emotional well-being and mental health issues other than the big three. And that's where we come in, the John W. Brick Mental Health Foundation. So that's it in a nutshell as far as what we're doing. Now, originally, we started as a research foundation. We're going to do these studies with Hopkins and University of California, San Francisco, and substantiate the benefits of movement, exercise, nutrition, and mind-body practices, and how they affect well-being and mental health. But there's so much out there already that shows that what we are really focusing on now, and we're getting ready to launch in March, and it's so appropriate we're on this show, because in March, we will launch the first ever nationwide, universal, never been done before, fitness professionals mental well-being certification. So we're going to certify fitness professionals. I don't just mean trainers and aerobic instructors. I mean people in the fitness industry, people at recreation centers and college universities and fitness, anybody that has anything to do with fitness, on mental well-being. And we're going to follow that certification up with a primary certification for teachers, administrators, people in the primary K1 through 5. We're going to follow that up with a secondary 6 through 12, and then follow that up with a higher education. So we're going to come out with a series of certifications. We're going to have one for first responders. It's endless. And what we're basically going to do is teach people how to employ self-care approaches, not psychoanalysis, not medication. That's the health profession. But how you can take care of yourself better and make become more resistant to life's challenges, and how you can help the people you serve, such as members in a health club, students in a classroom, family, friends. So that's,
well, it was in a class at Dundalk High. I don't know where you went to high school, but we couldn't sign up for. I'll have mental health for second period today, and we'll talk about being happy and things that make us happy and why it makes us happy and do some self-actualization. Folks don't do that. And in the case of for your brother and for John, and by the way, Victor Brick is here on behalf of the John W. Brick Foundation. We're talking all things mental health and but the schizophrenia piece of that. We're talking about the 70s, the 80s. We're going back that far, where you're diagnosed with, I mean, I guess they made One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, right? Famous movie, right? But in regard, you're diagnosed with it. It was thought to be terminal, right? Like, he's nuts is what we would say. He's nuts. And we can't fix that. So we got to give him a pill and put him in a rubber room. And
that is,
that's dangerous. It feels like it's feudal colony stuff. It feels like it's not in any way the way it ought to be. And I would think, take this pill. And I think I've told you this. My father's sister, my aunt, my pop sister, not blood, but through adoption, had some serious, and I didn't understand. It was 1970s. She had little red pills she took. When she took them, she was kind of okay. Not normal, but okay. Mm-hmm. And then when she didn't take them, it was it was a very bad scene for our family. And she lived with us. And I grew up in this state where I was around someone that I would say 50 years later probably had some schizophrenia or some issues. This person I'm talking about was institutionalized and was out of an institution. And my father felt that he needed to care for her. So I grew up in, I don't know that I've ever told you that, but the notion of schizophrenia at that point was take a pill and keep them away from people. Right. And they didn't know anything else. How is that? Victor, if your brother was here right now, what? And diagnosed for my brother, my child, anyone, what do we do in 2024 when someone like your brother is a current case?
Well, I have a concrete example of that because I have another brother, my younger brother, that suffers from schizophrenia, exactly what my older brother suffered from. And when my mother and father both passed within 6 months of each other, we gave my brother 6 months to live. There, we felt there was no way that he would survive after his caregivers had gone. But he was living in their house and didn't want to move out, so we got a full-time caregiver. And then we had made a promise to my mother, Mom, we'll take care of Bob. So we started to get him involved in the things we knew he needed to do to have a fighting chance. My brother Merrill wanted to buy him a bike so he could ride. I said, no, Merrill, we're buying him two bikes and you're riding with him. My brother would call me, Vic. I say, how you doing, Bob? Good, Vic. I rode a mile today. That was 10 years and 60 pounds ago. He's had a job for 10 years. He is flourishing. We got rid of the housekeeper after 6 months. We got him. We got the butter sandwiches, not peanut butter. Butter sandwiches off his menu. We got the beer out of refrigerator. We took him to the meals. We took him to church. We rode bikes with him. We took him to Planet Fitness. We took him to his job. We did all the things, but we did it with him. Unlike with John, we made the mistake of telling John, you should do this. John, you should do that. John had schizophrenia. He wasn't capable of following a schedule. With Bob, we made it fun. Bob, let's go bowling. Bob, let's go play tennis. Bob, let's go to dinner tonight. And we'd make sure it was a healthy dinner. And 10 years later, my parents passed 10 years ago, it's going on 11. He's living in the same house by himself and he's happy and he's productive and he's well-adjusted. He's still on his medication. Don't get me wrong. This is not alternative. It's integrative. He has an acute illness and he needs his medication. If you don't have an acute illness, you may not need any medication. You might have just been struggling because of your lifestyle, didn't have goals, didn't know how to handle stress, didn't have a network, engaged in destructive activity like smoking and over consumption of alcohol. And you get all a family behind you, a support system doing the right things. And if it's really lifestyle, it's causing your mental well-being issues, you could be totally independent on pharmaceuticals. So
we all need a support system to some degree. I think
to some degree. Exactly. That's the point.
Well, so for anyone that wants to get involved with what you're doing, obviously Victor Brick's involved with Planet Fitness and Brick Bodies, but the John W. Brick Foundation, the things you're doing, the basic advice, if you're just giving the 5 cent speech to folks about their mental health and if they're struggling, not just the 988 number, but if they want to do something, I know you're going to talk about movement. I know that's important to you.
You're exactly
and
right.
It's something all of us can do, even if it's just walking from here to there. Right. I've even gotten to the point, I live on a 2-floor for the first time since I was a boy. I have 2 floors. I lived in a condo forever. I will literally just go up and down the steps to get one little item just to make the movement. Because I realize living out in the county, I'm not moving as much as I was when I lived downtown and I moved around. I need to move more. Now I'm doing yoga. I'm involved with Planet Fitness. I've been out to the Reisterstown. I've seen the black card. I've seen the massage tables. I've seen the pod. That's a wellness pod where you sort of work your way into getting yourself ready or wind down. You guys are doing a whole lot more, even with Planet Fitness, than just Nautilus equipment and there's the treadmill and there's the TV and sweat it out. Here's a towel. There's a whole integrated part to what you've taken a lot, what you've done with John W. Brick. Planet Fitness is involved in that as well. Globally, literally.
Literally, globally as a company. But here's the advice I would give to anybody. And that is, every single day, regardless, get a dose of happiness. And the dose, D-O-S-E, of happiness stands for the four happy hormones that are released when you get 30 to 45 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity. And those four hormones, the dose, the D stands for dopamine, the O stands for oxytocin, the S stands for serotonin, and the E stands for endorphins. Look it up, Google it, Google happy hormones. They will list those four hormones, and they are all released with moderate to vigorous activity, a 30-minute walk after dinner. If you're going to walk your dog, don't let your dog walk you. You walk that dog and get a moderate amount of movement to get your dose of happiness. And most people, you have what's called this positive stress. Most people don't get enough stress, or they get too much stress so that it's not productive. Not enough stress is walking 20 minutes at a very low pace with your dog stopping every 3 minutes, and you basically get nothing out of it other than the joy of walking your dog, which is beneficial, but you're not getting that dose of happiness. Too much stress. Best example, Simone Biles, greatest athlete in the world. Too much stress placed on even her, world champion, and she suffered a breakdown. Now, I don't know how many people know, because we met Simone Biles at a recent conference. How many people know that the last world championships, she had the highest score ever in the all-around and is back as the world's greatest gymnast because she learned how to cope with that stress. You want to be in this positive stress, and every day stress your body just a little bit and benefit from that dose of happiness. So that would be my biggest thing. And here's the thing. What do? Whatever you'll stick with. Remember what I said about Bob?
That I like hot yoga. That's my thing. I like to. Yeah. I like a mat. I like quiet. I like
Bob
turning everything
bowling.
Off. All that.
Bob likes bowling and Bob likes tennis. So we get him out with bowling tennis. And I already told you he likes riding his bike. So here's what we do when we ride his bike. We ride it up to the coffee shop because he likes his coffee. So he's not riding his bike. He's going to get his coffee.
Yeah.
I said, well, Bob, how's it going? Great, Rick. I got my coffee today. He had to ride 2 miles to get the coffee, 2 miles back.
Well, Pavlov got the food when the bell rang. So
Bingo. Exactly.
Hey, it's always great. You made me smile. You give me, know what I mean? Well, I'm probably smiling because the Orioles are going to be under, not because I'm thinking about the Ravens right now. So you at least got me out of the doldrums, got me where I'm going. I'm glad things are going well for you. And I'm sorry you can't make it next week, but this is sort of the kickoff. John W. Brick Foundation can be found. JW Brick Foundation, that's correct, at .org. John W. Brick Foundation.org, correct?
You got it. John W. Brick Foundation.
Make sure I get it right. I'm not reading it. I'm remembering it off short memory. Yeah. And anything you want to say about PF? Because, I mean, I know you're
if
really
you
proud.
Haven't been. Have you been into the Planet Fitness lately?
Yes. I went 4 months ago to the new Reisterstown Road.
Oh, no. You got to come. Reisterstown is doing phenomenal, by the way. And if you're up that way, that's your club. But if you get a chance to go to the flagship, the big club off of Bedonia Road, we've put in a recovery center with the things that you're talking about. We've put in a Pure Raw Juice, which is a local provider. I think University of Maryland guys, friends of Vic's. And that club has, without a doubt, the best functional training of any club I've ever seen anywhere in the world. And I travel all over the world. It is really our pride and joy. It's all Vic's creation. And I go in there and I keep trying to do more than I'm capable of because everybody else in there is just going to town and it's great. But I got to tell you this, talking about Lynn, You have to get Lynn on to take everybody through laugh yoga. She just got certified in laugh yoga.
What?
And laugh yoga.
I've heard of one. Hold on. I got wine yoga. Know about that. Goat yoga. I've done yoga with kangaroos.
This is beyond that. It's beyond that. And Nestor, you would excel. You'd probably get a B plus. I don't know about an A, but a B plus with laugh yoga. And she just got certified with the master's originator of the program from India. And the thing about laughter, you get, it's exactly what it says. It's laugh yoga. It's not so much the poses of a yoga, but it's laughter with its own movements. But the thing about laughter, whether it's real or fake, you get the exact same results. Your body doesn't know. So you get this uplifting, you've heard laughter is the best medicine. It really is. Why? Because it gives you the four happy hormones. It gives you the dope of happiness. So anyway, the next time we get on, either just her or both of us, you got to let her turn you on to laugh yoga, my friend.
Well, I'm going to let her come on at some point here. You know what? After the Super Bowl, I'll circle back with y'all. I'll give you a little tally on how we did with our cup of Super Bowl. So Maryland crab, cream of crab. I know you're healthy, sort. You eat both?
Big time. Are you kidding me? Big time. You know,
I gotta ask you.
I am healthy, but I enjoy myself, and I enjoy good food, good company, good wine, good times. And I am not one of these purists. Why bother? Why work out and do everything you can? And you can. I live down here in Miami, and you guys, almost everybody listening here has traveled, and they say Maryland this, Maryland that. No, if it ain't in Maryland, it doesn't stack up.
Stone crabs don't stack up. Victor Brick is here, Planet Fitness, John W. Brick Foundation. You can go to johnwbrickfoundation.org and find out all the things they're doing there. Big news in March. Lynn will be coming on in a couple weeks. Appreciate you, Vic. Take care of yourself. Next time I see you, we'll be in the winner's circle on opening day.
Yeah, man. You got it.
Victor Brick joining us here. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.